Vous êtes sur Art District Radio et c'est l'heure de retrouver Luke Seabright dans Jazz Interview pour une rencontre en anglais avec un artiste de jazz. Passez un très bon moment sur Art District.
Hi everyone, this is Luke Seabright and we're listening to the Jazz Interview program on Art District Radio. Today I have with me jazz guitarist and composer Maciek Pusz. It's great to have you here.
Very happy to be here.
Yeah, welcome. Thanks, to Paris. How's it going?
It's going great. I love Paris. I'm always happy. I was just saying to a friend of mine, I'm always happy. For some reason, I'm always happy when I arrive in Paris.
Yeah, why is that?
I just love the city. I always love the city and the vibe. And I lived here before, so I kind of know it well and feels a bit more like home now than in the past. And it's very funny because yesterday was 5th of December and I was just on the train here and I was checking what... I was just a little bit bored, so I said, what I've been doing on 5th of December a year ago? And a year ago, I was on a train to Paris on the 5th of December.
Oh, really?
And the year before, on the 5th of December, I was on a train to Paris. And the year before, I was on the 5th of December, I was on a train to Paris.
Oh, good memory.
I keep on my calendar, but I was like coming from different directions, but past 3 years, on the same day, I was on a train to Paris, you know, obviously.
Coming from the same place each time?
From different places,
okay.
Yeah.
And this time, you've come from London?
From London, yeah.
Cool. Because you lived a while in London as well, right?
Quite a long time. I lived in London for 11 years.
Yeah.
And just been back living there as well this year. And kind of, I'm always back and forth with London because obviously I've been there for so long. So I work there quite a lot and know a lot of people. And, you know, it always kind of drags me back.
Yeah.
And
so what's London been like as a place to sort of work?
Very good. Well, yeah. I think it was a very good place to start my career because London, I mean, it's very... cosmopolitan, mm-hmm. open, international, and you know, it wasn't that hard to kind of get into the scene, and people are very encouraging and positive, I think it's a really good place to start, you know, to arrive. Like, I was 20 years old when I got there, so you know, just kind of started doing music professionally.
Yeah. Came straight from Poland?
Straight from Poland, yeah. Just to learn English, and then, but with a guitar, with a secret plan. Nice. Yeah, which I didn't tell to my parents. I was like, I'm just going to learn English, yeah.
Nice.
And they started going to jams and like...
So you weren't
people.
Studying music, you literally just went there and started playing?
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Yeah. I was, funny enough, I was studying law back in Poland. Ooh. Yeah, which I wasn't into, obviously, and I wanted to kind of take a break from that and just come to London and see, you know.
So do you have a law degree?
No, I don't.
Okay,
I didn't finish.
Right,
yeah. Well, yeah. You never know. But it's so that's kind of long story short. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so here in Paris, do you have any concerts coming up? Are you here to work or is it just leisure?
Yeah. This time I'm here for rehearsals with my new quartet and also one project that I'm working here with. It's called Bonville Pish Stewart with Antoine Bonville, myself and guitarist Alex Stewart, which is a new project which we'll be recording next year. And I have a concert with a Belgian jazz singer, Gabriel Ducomble, tomorrow night. We play in this kind of historical venue, Le Boeuf sous le Toit. She kind of sings French, kind of Edith Piaf French music. So we've been working a bit together in London, and we're doing this concert
okay,
tomorrow.
Cool.
So there's like a few reasons to be here, plus the interview. So yeah.
Tomorrow. So I'm not quite sure when this is going to be broadcast, but so tomorrow is the 7th of December.
Yeah,
but yeah, might be too late for that.
Too late.
But cool, awesome. And right now you're based where? You're based in France or?
Yeah, well, right now I'm based in the south of France,
okay, nice.
not far from Nice, but I'm also staying in London a lot, so I'm kind of, you know, in between London
all
and South
place,
of France.
Yeah. Cool. Well, let's talk about your
sure.
music. So you've got released 4 albums as leader.
Yeah.
You had a first EP in 2008, but I guess your first proper album was
in, Inside 2013.
Inside, yeah. Two albums came out this year, right?
Yes. Yes.
Although, correct me if I'm wrong, but London Stories was recorded a few years ago, right?
Yeah, London Stories was actually recorded in 2014.
Yeah, okay.
And then it was on the shelf for a while because we were both busy with other projects.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine, Paul Jolly, which runs the 33 Jazz label which in the UK, which released my first album, was really interested in that. And he was like, you know, what do you want to do with this? And I said, well, we'd love to release it. So finally, you know, it was 3 years later, but we managed to release it.
Cool.
In April this year.
Yeah.
And that project is a duo. So it was kind of a side project, which now kind of becoming quite busy.
Yeah.
Duo with an Italian guitarist, Gianluca Corona,
Gianluca Corona,
from Sardinia.
And cool, so that's, yeah, came out this year, but then the very latest one is Coming Home.
It's another duo with another Italian
another
musician.
Zero, yeah. And that's just come out, right? It's been that it's just a month, come out, or a month and a half.
Yeah, it came out in, at the end of October.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you very much. And we did the album launch during this year's London Jazz Festival.
Cool.
And that's a duo with Daniele Di Bonaventura, Italian bandoneon and piano player.
Yeah. So how do you know Daniele?
Oh, we met during the A Journey session. A Journey is my second album as leader, and that was with a quartet.
Yeah.
So the double bass player who I work with, Yuri Golubev, he was playing with Daniele, and he kind of thought it might be a good musical marriage, you know, us playing together. So I got in touch with Daniele. He loved the music. So we did that album. And then we did an album launch concert as well during the London Jazz Festival 2015. And then we had this idea of working as a duo. So we've done a few festivals, and then the idea of making an album came about, and then there was an Italian label, Caligora Records, which was interested in the project. So, you know, kind of all came together.
Yeah.
And really, I'm really happy about the result.
So you've done duo work, obviously. So you have these two duo albums that came out this year, right?
Yes.
With Gianluca Corona and Daniele Di Bonaventura. But you've also worked in trio, you've worked in quartets, like several formats of quartets as well. So like, do you kind of like mixing up the formats, or is there one that you favor over another, like, or is it all a different experiences for you?
I enjoy having different setups, because it's also good in a way for work, because, you know, certain promoters like different styles and different setups, and sometimes also, you know, I mean, duo format is quite popular now, because just basically, you know, of the way the industry is, it's kind of, it's a little bit easier to work and make things work, and, you know, play in festivals as well, and travel wise it's kind of, you know, less expensive, so it's good to have a, you know, but all these projects came organically anyway. It wasn't for the reason of, you know, getting more work, but just as it happens, it's also easier to work as a duo. And so as you said, I just realized I've tried all the formats, a trio, quartet, duo, and I have a solo album coming out next year.
I was about to ask,
so I'm covering all the
grounds. So that's the final,
grounds,
final piece of the puzzle.
And then I have to do a quintet, sextet.
Yeah. That's true, you could keep going.
Yeah,
Octet, nonet, here we go.
To be honest, I'm kind of thinking that after all this kind of do albums and side projects, I'll probably go back to the quartet format, which I think that works best for me. I enjoy the trio, but I also enjoy having another instrument that providing the harmony, like while I'm soloing, and it's nice to have and I think accordion is kind of the instrument I really like to have in the band.
So. Well, I was gonna ask you about that, actually, because you've played with Daniele on a couple of your albums. You also worked with Maurizio Minardi, who's another accordion player, right?
Yeah, who lives in Paris right now.
Who lives in Paris? Okay. We should meet him.
Yeah, I'll introduce you. Yeah.
So yeah, is there something about what is it about that sound, that sort of texture that suits your music?
Well, there's something about it. There's some kind of dreamy quality to it.
Yeah.
Plus the sound it produces, kind of. I really enjoyed it a little bit more than the piano while playing with the guitar, because if you play with a piano player, often can be very busy, and, you know, there's many guitar players and pianists, they don't get on well because they get in the way. And there's something about the accordion, it kind of provides a nice texture, and never feel like we're getting into each other's way.
Yeah.
And maybe it's about the frequency of the sound and of the notes. It's just something about the instrument. I always enjoyed it, because I used to listen to like Aldi Meola World Sinfonia. He plays with Dino Saluzzi and Astor Piazzolla. I don't know. I have some friends who literally hate the accordion, even if it's good music. They're like, I can't listen to the accordion.
Right.
And me, I really I always love the accordion. And in France, in Italy especially, I think it's kind of quite celebrated. And there's lots of amazing players. So like as you said, having tried like different setups, I think like the one with the accordion is the one that really works for me.
Cool.
Or bandoneon. I mean, bandoneon is another amazing instrument.
Well, why don't we take the time now to listen to one of the songs from the album? So let's start off with the song Tango. Thank you. Yeah, that was a tango from the album Coming Home by Maciek Bush. Maciek Bush is in the studio with me right now. So I just realized that song actually doesn't have the bandoneon on it. We were talking about the bandoneon just before. That's
it was a piano, because Daniele plays both.
Daniele plays both piano and bandoneon, so that was him on the piano. So can you tell us a bit about the song, and I guess more sort of the influences behind it, because there's a lot of influence from Latin music in what you do, be it music from Argentina, Brazil, Cuba. So, like, where does that stem from?
Well, I always wondered about it, because I come from Poland, so I don't know why I was always into kind of Latin music. But I always liked Mediterranean climate and Latin music, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a secret connection I don't know about, but...
is it something you listen to
when I was younger. So I listened to some Latin jazz and Chucho Valdez and this kind of stuff. I was always into that rhythmic. I was interested in the rhythm, Gonzalo Rubalcaba.
Yeah.
It's like things from Cuba, Brazil. I mean, for the guitar, it's amazing, and Bossa Nova, Alberto Gismonti, and so I was always very much interested in that. And tango actually is Daniele's composition.
Okay.
One of Daniele's. It's one of his older compositions. He composed it, I think, for a tribute album he made to Astor Piazzolla, because obviously, it's inspired by Astor Piazzolla's work and music, and I think he was making a tribute to Astor Piazzolla. So it was recorded before with an orchestra, actually, on another compilation that Daniele released a few years ago.
Yeah.
And then we did... I remember we played it in a festival last year in Poland, and that was the song that everybody said that they really loved the most from the concert. So we said we must record it in a duo, cool. Format. So
so you mentioned it was Daniela's composition, but so yes. I'm curious about your approach to composition, especially in this sort of duo setting. Do you compose together?
No, the way we did, we met and each one of us brought some music with us.
Yeah.
There's some older music and some new. Actually, all my pieces on the album are new. And Daniela, I think he brought some music that he already had.
Okay.
And I was writing for the album. It was a very interesting experience. Just a week before the recording, I rented an apartment in Trieste, Italy, with a sea view, and I basically just closed myself off, and I was just writing music for the.
Nice.
Because like, living in London and my life is very busy, so I don't get that much time to. These days, shut off and compose. So I kind of had to force it in a way, but that really worked perfectly. And I wrote also music for my solo album that week. So that was a productive week. Yeah.
But then once, so you bring your songs to the studio or whatever, or to the rehearsal room. But then, do you find that they shift and that once you start,
I'm very open for the music to shift, evolve, and like musicians to add their own voice, their own touch, or even some ideas as well. So you know, I want it to be like, I want the musicians to give their own voice to the music as well. I don't want it just to be okay, it's like this, it's like that. I mean, I have some strong ideas about certain parts, but there's many parts which are very, very open and could evolve, and they often evolve live as well.
Yeah, of course.
And sometimes I might even readjust an arrangement.
Yeah.
You know, after maybe we find something that works much better live. So.
Yeah. And so, is it all original compositions?
All original compositions, yes.
Cool, yeah. Awesome. Well,
sorry to interrupt, just wanted to say as a, maybe something interesting, because the title Coming Home comes from one of my songs, which was also on a Journey album.
Yes.
The last song of a Journey.
Yeah.
And we did a kind of a version of that on Coming Home, which is the last tune, and then we decided to use that for the title.
Is there a reason why that song in particular? Is it just one that you...
I think we felt we needed one more song for the album, and we had lots of charts, and we just said, let's try this one, but a different version, and we did kind of a dreamy version of that song, and you know, we really liked the result, so we decided to keep it, and then when we were looking for a title of the album, that was a good title, and also reflected about things, how you know, things we spoke about, and
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we listen to another song from the album right now? Let's listen to Paquito.
Thank you.
Paquito from the album Coming Home. Maciek is with me right now. So this time Daniele was playing bandoneon.
Yes.
This song, Paquito, is that a reference to a particular Paquito?
Paquito de Rivera. It's a tribute to Paquito de Rivera. Cool. And this one has lots of sort of South American influences. Yeah. I mean, that's another one of Daniele's compositions as well.
Okay.
He was a great composer, obviously. And this one has got lots of, I think, it was influenced by Dino Saluzzi and this kind of South Argentinian, South American, folk music.
Awesome. To wrap up, why not, could you tell us a bit about other projects? I know you've got so many things going on all the time, so why don't you tell us about the ones that are really exciting you right now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously the one with Daniele, the album still fresh, so we're planning some more concerts next year and to tour the album. I'm working with a project in the south of France called Inwardness. We have an album coming out on Ozella Music label from Germany in April. And we'll be actually playing in Nice on the 19th of January in Espace Magnon. It's a small theater in Nice. So I think next year we'll be also busy with that project. And I'm planning to release a solo guitar album in the second half of next year and go back to the quartet format from a journey with a slightly different lineup, but kind of continue that music, that style, with some new music and new recording, which probably will be out in 2019, but hopefully playing a lot with that band next year. So lots of things. And the duo of Gianluca, we have a tour in the UK, duo of Gianluca Corona for the London Stories album. So yeah, there seems to be a lot of things. And other things that I'm not speaking about yet because they're still in the development stage. But,
cool. Well, that all sounds really exciting. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me. Thank you.
Once again, that was Maciek Push. His latest album is Coming Home. It's fresh. It just came out. It's fantastic. Well, I mean, like all of Maciek's music, it's subtle. It's exquisitely lyrical. I really recommend it. And I'm Luke Seabright. That was our jazz interview program. Thank you very much. Bye bye.
C'était Jazz Interview avec Luke Seabright. Vous pouvez écouter cette émission les mardis et jeudis à 8h et 14h et retrouver tous nos podcasts sur notre site internet artdistrict-radio.com. Très belle journée, à notre écoute.